Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the world famous Jiggy Jaguar radio program, broadcasting live from Hutchinson, Kansas. Call Jiggy right now, 267-22-JIGGY. Presenting Jiggy Jaguar.
Coast to coast and border to border, it is hour number two of the world famous Jiggy Jaguar You Show. 18 minutes after the hour, we've got a great guest this today. Brian Sweeney joins us. He's got a new book coming out next year. It's a sequel, kids, to Exotic Music of the Belly Dancer. It's called Making Out with Blowfish. And every time I see this, I think of my good, close, personal, longtime friend, Mr. Frank Cotolo, with his Blowfish to Twine Factory references. And we wanted to get him on the show today to talk about this, as well as some of the bringing everybody up to speed on how the Exotic Music of the Belly Dancer is doing, especially with the holidays. How are you, Brian? What's going on, my friend?
Well, I couldn't be better. Like you said, I'm kind of getting ready to ramp up the publicity machine for the new book next April, and still enjoying a little bit of holiday sales for the old book, and we'll see where it takes us.
Now, the book that you're currently out promoting, the new book's coming out very soon, but the Exotic Music of the Belly Dancer. Tell some of our listeners, because I'm sure there's people come and go all the time on this program, so they miss lots of things, but tell us about the book and how it works in with the Making Out with Blowfish book.
Yes, sir. Well, Exotic Music of the Belly Dancer, which came out last April,
yep.
I like to explain it kind of the Cliff Notes version is it's kind of Fight Club meets Breakfast Club. It's a story about a kid growing up in southern Indiana in the Midwest and how he learns to navigate kind of the pitfalls of high school and how he learns to become a man while the examples of men in his life kind of disappear or are monstrous examples of what men should be. He loses his dad in a tragic car accident, and his godfather turns out to be quite a monster in his life, and he has to learn how to overcome that. So it's a very fly on the wall, doesn't pull any punches type of story that again, though, as I said, Breakfast Club is like John Hughes, that he confronts a lot of these problems, a lot of these tragedies with humor. So Making Out with Blowfish is the sequel to Belly Dancer, and whereas Belly Dancer took our protagonist, our main character, Hank, from his teens into his early 20s, Blowfish takes Hank from his 20s into his late 30s. So now we have this boy who's really trying to figure out what it means to be a man. And now, instead of kind of just going from party to party and just worrying about, graduating from high school or graduating from college, he's worrying about putting food on the table for his family. He's worried about his job, his marriage. And so it's different things. It's a lot more, it still has that humor, and it still has that fly-on-the-wall kind of no-holds-barred tone that the first book has, but it's much more mature in that Hank is kind of learning the hard lesson of adulthood, that now, those mistakes you make, those chances you take, don't just hurt yourself, they hurt others, and that's kind of like, that is really the hard-earned lesson of adulthood.
We've got a great guest with us today here on the line. Brian Sweeney joins us. Hank's adventures are continuing with his 2014 release of Making Out with Blowfish. Tell us about what we can expect.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out if the same reader that liked the first book will like the second book, but I think he will. The first book in the series, Exotic Music of the Belly Dancer, it was a much younger book. It almost skirted the line between young adult and adult. This second book is more serious. It's kind of, if you remember that novel, Tom Prada's Little Children, that was out a few years ago.
Yep.
It was nominated for an Oscar. It was kind of like what we do behind closed doors in the suburbs. As I said, when I called my first book Breakfast Club Meets Fight Club, I would call the second book Fear and Loathing in the Suburbs. And so you have...
Okay.
You have this character, Hank, who's now married. He now has the 2.3 kids. He now has the family dog. But he's still making a lot of the same mistakes. So in some respects, the reader's gonna want to just shake Hank, because they're like, well, I thought at the end of the first book, here was this kid, this young adult who seemed to be figuring himself out. He was on the cusp of his mid-20s, had kind of found the girl of his dreams, and it looked like he was heading in the right direction. But I opened the second book, actually. I play a little trick on the reader, and I put him in 2008. So I give them the 8-year-old Hank right off the bat, and he seems to be making all the same mistakes. And and so the reader is left after reading this if the reader stops at the prologue of my second book, they'll probably hate me, because he is making all the same mistakes he made as a 15-year-old and as a 20-year-old. I do that on purpose, because I want the reader to flip to the next chapter and say, well, how did he get there? And so a lot of the big kind of secrets and gotcha moments in the first book are resolved in the second book. And the second book also has its own gotcha moments. And I even fit a dog story in there. You know, there's even a Marley and Me twist in there that will pull at people's heartstrings.
We've got a great guest with us today. He joins us here on the line. Brian Sweeney joins us. He's got a new book coming out, Making Out with Blowfish. How did you come up with this? And what can you tell us about the cover of the book? The cover is quite interesting.
Yeah, well, again, I want to kind of continue the brand of the first book. And in the first book, for your listeners who might not be familiar with Exotic Music of the Belly Dancer, it's basically this belly dancer's midsection that if you look at the book from far away, you're like, well, what is that? And then you turn it on its side, and you're like, oh, it's a belly dancer. The second book has this, very attractive woman, and she's holding this blowfish in front of her mouth and acting like she's about to kiss it. And so I had just stumbled upon that image, and when I was kind of thinking of the title of my book, and the title came first, Making Out with Blowfish, and when I saw this image online, I tracked down the rights and said, you know, this has to be my cover, and fortunately my publisher agreed with my choice.
Yes.
But much like the first book, the title is a metaphor for the story itself. In the first book, Exotic Music of the Belly Dancer told the story of this kid doing the dance of life, navigating his youth and trying to figure out the correct steps to make to kind of get through life. Making Out with Blowfish is also a metaphor for the second book. There's a story, an anecdote early on in the book where this friend of Hank, people will recognize him immediately, Hatch, who was kind of Hank's enabler, right-hand man in the first book, his drinking buddy, ends up really kind of turning things around in the second book and becomes clean and sober, goes off to the Navy, comes back, and he tells Hank this story at the very beginning about how his sergeant always would tell him that life is like making out with a blowfish, and he would use the story about the blowfish that people in Japan and some Asian cultures eat, where you have to prepare it the correct way, and either it's the most delicious delicacy you've ever eaten, or it'll kill you. And that's the metaphor for this story. It's the metaphor for Hank's life. It's that, you know, what doesn't kill him makes him stronger, and it's his kind of task is to find out, you know, which paths he needs to take that won't kill him. So he needs to figure out how to cook that blowfish correctly. So the second book is really him making out with blowfish.
We've got Brian Sweeney joining us today here on the program. He's got a great book out. It's Exotic Music of the Belly Dancer. However, Making Out with Blowfish, the follow-up, it's coming up very soon. 2 months after Exotic Music of the Belly Dancer, you wrote an article about the book's real-life events that was serialized by Everyday Health. Tell us about the article and also talking about it going viral.
Yeah, that was the most pleasant surprise of this whole experience. When I was in New York for my New York launch and for my initial book signing for Belly Dancer, I met one of the editors of Everyday Health, which is this giant multi-million dollar conglomerate, has like 20 websites about wellness and health. And this editor listened to me give my reading and then started flipping through the story, and she's kind of reading up about Hank, and then she looks at me and she's listening to me talk, and she says, "I'm going to make an educated guess, Brian, that Hank Fitzpatrick, the protagonist, is mostly you." And I looked at her and I'm like, "Well, since I don't really know you and I don't know if I'll ever see you again, I will tell you, you are absolutely correct." And so she said, "Well, I would love for you to write an article about your experiences. I think having somebody like you tell this story," and the story I was going to tell and the story I ended up telling was the story of my real life abuse at the hands of my godfather. She's like, I would just love to hear the story coming from you, because so many times when we see a person tell this story, whether it be on Oprah's couch or Dr. Phil's couch, the person just seems like a very damaged soul. And yet you come across as kind of like this, you know, 30-something, 40-something kind of homecoming king, you know, American father, just like out of a Norman Rockwell painting. You're very normal. You're very, seemingly very, very healthy, both mentally and physically, and you're a survivor, or you're not a survivor. You're somebody who's just lived his life and kind of put those things aside and overcome those things, and we would love to hear that story from you. So they ran my story, posted my picture, and the next thing I know, my book goes from, about 1 million on the Amazon sales charts to breaking the top 500 again. After being there originally when it first came out, as you said, this was 2 months after the book first came out. So rarely do you see a debut novel go back up the charts, you know, 2 months after it's come out. And, I mean, I received upwards of about 60 or 70 emails from complete strangers saying, "Thank you for this article." I had an 87-year-old man tell me that I was the first person he had ever told about being abused when he was 6. And so it was one of those moments where I said to my wife, as I was reading some of these emails aloud to her, that if I never sell another copy of any other book, this book has done exactly what I've always wanted to accomplish as a writer, and that's to change somebody else's life.
It's a great guest with us today. Brian Sweeney joins us. He's got this incredible book, Exotic Music of the Belly Dancer. He's also got the brand new one coming out very soon, Making Out with Blowfish. What reaction from readers have you had from the Everyday Health article? Because that's got to be amazing stuff.
The letters have been blowing me away. You have the older gentleman who was, as I said, the 87-year-old guy who had never told anybody about his abuse that had happened when he was 6 years old. You had a Marine confess to me his abuse. Several a sister confessed to me being abused by a brother. I mean, some horrible things that they had never been able to tell anybody, and yet, in their exact words, they logged on to Everyday Health, and they saw this smiling, you know, clean-cut kid telling them this story and telling them how he was okay, and they kind of thought for the very first time, hey, maybe I can be okay. And, you know, I don't consider myself by any means an expert in this field, and I would, of course, encourage any readers or any listeners of your show who have been through these things to seek professional help. But if reading my book at least allows them to take that one step, as it has allowed, you know, 50, 60, 70 people whose emails I have taken that same step, then that has to be a good thing. So
we've got Brian Sweeney with us today here on the program. Brian Sweeney comes to us from his official website. By the way, where can we connect with you online?
Various places. I'm actually about to relaunch my website, which will have links to all my social media, and that's at Brian Sweeney, BrianSweeney.com. I'm at Twitter at Brian Sweeney, all one word. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram, though I'm not on Instagram nearly as much as my 15-year-old daughter. And pretty much anywhere you turn, you should be able to find me. Google me. Type me on Google. Go on to Amazon. Type me on Amazon, and my book will come up. My book's available for sale pretty much everywhere online. Amazon, BooksAMillion.com, BarnesandNoble.com. At my publisher's website, the Writer's Coffee Shop Publishing House, and at several independent bookstores.
Well, Brian Sweeney's been our guest today. Thanks, Brian. Thanks for being on with us. I really enjoyed the conversation.
As did I, James.
Well, we'll talk soon. Have yourself a wonderful holiday, sir.
You too.
Appreciate it.
Is it time to find a job where you can work from home? Would you like to stop your commute to work every day? Are you tired of the same old daily grind? Would you like an honest list of work from home jobs from companies you trust? Then you need to check out the ebook, Killer Work From Home.